Turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, we launched our family business a year ago. We offer design solution for LED screens, banners, and simpler TV ads. We have a Facebook fan page, and we post, in addition to the work done, also useful marketing material like how to choose right fonts or meaning of colors, or etc. That is connected to video ads topics. We have also sent direct offers to companies, but the question is, what are the other cost-efficient ways to reach right people? What do you think about that? Any solutions?
Yeah, when I read your question, I thought, my first initial thought is, who is now the client? Because it's very much focused on the offering. So we make this, we make the LED screens, the banners, the ads, the Facebook page. It actually doesn't describe who is the company or the organization that you want to do it for. And I think that would be your prime discussion, because if it's maybe for public information systems with LED screens, that's a different market, for example, than the sports world, which also uses LED screens. And I think that every domain has its own media, how you're going to get to attract people. So I think what we learned, and I learned over the years, always really very precise on who is the client and what does the client want, and try to get into the customer journey of the client. How did he find you? How do you create an opinion about you? And then look at your product and then see where the fit is. And then try to get to know the right channels to actually get into the mind of the client. And that's a bit missing in this case. So I can imagine that social media is an interesting choice, because it involves not that much money and still can have a really good effect. But yeah, you don't want to shoot like a cannon in the dark. You really have to know who you aim for to make the best out of your money.
I do absolutely agree with you. And the other thing I was thinking also, that what probably should be important to understand, that whose job are you taking away? It means that what job is your product doing for either an advertising company? Are you replacing some kind of production people from there? Is it for them you should target, or you could target, or is it targeting to the end clients, let's say the companies, probably that they, as I see, they have sent direct offers to different companies, or is it targeting to the marketing, I don't know, directors or specialists or marketing assistants who currently do the job? So I think that probably there is a lot of thinking, and I would also think that maybe there is even something to do with the business model that should be overlooked. Yes, I understand what design solutions you offer, but maybe there might be that you need to offer maybe even more of training and less of the solutions, that to help people to do the things themselves so that they fit perfectly into the LED screens. So it might be also a question that what the offer will be when you know the clients more.
Yeah, that's true, because I've worked also my football club time. I know that designing for LED screens is actually a unique world. So it has really strange rules with really big pixels that you have to take into account. But if you make banners for online, they're usually part of a bigger campaign. And so you hardly get a task of solo just make a banner. It's usually a combination of a bigger campaign, and then some part of budget goes into online advertising or into digital advertising. So only focusing on that, my suggestion would be really make precisely clear who is your client. And maybe the client is an advertising agency, and you can help with your special skills and help them, as you suggest, to make a better product. And they will trust you and will hire you as an expert for that work. And then you don't have to spend any other money just into getting the good client.
Absolutely. Or the other way is to try to build a network. It might be also that networking with different companies might help you to understand where you belong in the value chain. And it really might be that you are not, you do need not to work with an end client, but to your very special small part in the value chain for all different companies. And probably this would be also something that could help you to survive in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, if you have this unique skill of knowing how to do that, it has value, and it will never be in a bigger advertising agency or smaller advertising agency even as part of their capabilities. So they would really love to hire you.
Absolutely.
But they won't let you talk to the client.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And it might be also that the special skill might be very valuable to offer this service as a kind of expert service or part of the network in international network. So you I understand the Estonian market with our 1.3 million inhabitants is very small, but it might be that when you can really develop the skills, develop the network, so you can really kind of target higher and to different countries and to really see that you really get paid well for the knowledge and skills as well.
I sense that we're doing somebody else's work now, and making helping them to create a good strategy for their business.
Yeah, this is what we do. We devote a couple of minutes of our time to help them to at least start moving to the right direction.
Again, giving away free stuff to him.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
And this is my hobby as well. So you have the hobby Estonia. I have my hobby educating Estonian marketeers and entrepreneurs. So welcome to Hobbyist here.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great minds think alike.
Yes, thank you. But thank you, Peter. It was so much fun to listen to your concept and to get to know you, to get to know the background. And welcome back to Estonia. And I think that your concept is a great gift, but you are even better gift for Estonia. So thank you for being who you are. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting cases, because you know we love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio? Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.